John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black, and from the surface of the planet Earth, we're headed to the surface of planet Mars, awaiting a great experiment, a controlled flight on another planet. Ingenuity is the magic weapon that we're going to use to startle the world if it works. Where is ingenuity now, Bob?
Well, I've got a great picture on Behind the Black right now, taken by Perseverance, of Ingenuity hanging from the bottom of the rover with its legs deployed, ready to be placed on the surface. They basically completed the deployment, at least unfolding of this little helicopter. So its legs are ready, but they're about, I'd say, 3-4 inches off the ground, and maybe a little less than that. And what's going to happen next is they will literally release the helicopter, and Ingenuity will fall to the ground, and Perseverance will very quickly move away, because they don't want to, because it's right now putting the helicopter in shadow, and therefore its solar panels don't get sunlight. Right now, when it's connected to Perseverance, it's gaining power from the rover. But once they release it, it needs to use its solar panels. So they will then immediately move Perseverance away and move it towards its lookout point. And then, when they're all ready and they know that Ingenuity is powered up properly, they will attempt the flight. Now, up until just a short while ago, they were targeting April 8th. Well, JPL has now announced they're delaying the Ingenuity flight to April 11th, a few days. They haven't said why. This was always no earlier then, so this is just they're looking at the situation, and they want to be absolutely sure. There could be weather considerations, you know. It's solar-powered, so therefore they need clear skies to get full power, and maybe they've decided once they get it out there, they look at the cloud and dust situation and say, well, let's wait for clearer skies. I'm guessing there. All I know is they're going to delay it for 3 days, but once Perseverance is in position so it can videotape it, or at least get pictures, and Ingenuity is ready, they will fly this thing for probably about 100 feet in the air, and in the very thin air of Mars.
It looks like a very small pouch that you would hang around a Saint Bernard with four legs, and above it is a propeller like you would wear on a beanie cap. That's what it looks like.
The way I look at it, it looks like a really, really awkward-looking camera, you know, tripod and camera. But we'll see. It's very soon. It's when once Perseverance moves away, it puts it down and moves away, they'll get great pictures of it on the Martian crater floor of Jezero crater, and it really look good.
The beanie cap might fly. Al Amal, what is that, Bob?
Al Amal is also called HOPE. That's the English word for Al Amal, which is the Mars orbiter that the United Arab Emirates put into orbit around Mars. And it has now reached its science orbit. I have a great picture on Behind the Black that it took of a fissure system on Mars dubbed Cerebus Fossae. These are cracks that are formed when the ground gets pulled apart, as the old volcanoes have been growing. It pulled the ground apart, created. It goes for about 1,000 miles, this fissure. So I got a great picture from them, but they are now in a science orbit, and they will be in that science orbit for the next 2 Earth years, which is a full Martian year, with the goal of studying the atmosphere. Their pictures that they're going to produce are very wide angle images, not high resolution for the ground. They're aimed mostly at photographing the atmosphere, clouds coming and going, that kind of thing. So we're going to see a one Martian year season unfold from Al Amal, John, beginning now, essentially.
Ice under the volcanic ash field. Bob takes pictures. Bob looks at pictures that are taken from Mars orbit and discovers topography that is peculiar, strange. Is that fair, Bob? Strange. It's strange topography. And
sometimes this is not actually one of my cool images, though, John, though I use one of my cool images to illustrate that this is actually a science paper that came out recently that was looking at the largest volcanic ash field on Mars. This ash field is about the size of India. That's the square footage of it. And it's located entirely in the equatorial regions, which are very dry. So, and it is the source of almost all the dust on Mars. It's called the Medusae Fossae Formation, terrible name, but right. So the Medusae volcanic field, dry dust. volcanic ash, right? You don't think of water. Well, they use the radar instruments on Mars Express and Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter. These are ground-penetrating radar, which is designed to look for underground signals that suggest the presence of water or to confirm if water is there. And those two instruments detected data that suggests, it's not confirmed, but it suggests that deep below the surface, anywhere from 1,000 to 2,000 feet below this ash deposit field, it could be a layer that is saturated with ice, water. And that, it, to me, would be very, that would be to everyone very significant, because it would, if it's true, it would mean that even in the dry equatorial regions where we see no evidence of surface water, underground you've got an ice layer and there's water there. So that means that anywhere you go on Mars, all you'd need to dig is to dig down to find it, drill a well. And that's what I think is significant about this one, John.
Bob, a detail about the Ingenuity. It's not got a long lifespan. Is that correct? We just have a few seconds.
It has this engineering test is a 30-day operational period. It might be able to last longer, but I got to tell you, they're holding off the science on Perseverance to do the engineering test, and they'll stop once they've got that taken care of.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show on CBS Audio Network.